His name is synonymous with greatness in American sports, and he was portrayed in this 1951 Burt Lancaster film.
Jim Thorpe, All-American, the man of bronze who became the greatest athlete of all time.
Native American sports star Jim Thorpe was born in Oklahoma. He went on to become a two-time Olympic gold medalist and NFL Hall of Famer before dying of a heart attack in 1953. Now his family and a small town in northeastern Pennsylvania are locked in a battle over his remains. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports.
Jim Thorpe's body was laid to rest in town more than half a century ago, but his legacy still lives on in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. Just listen to a practice of the Jim Thorpe Area High School football team, named in honor of his achievements at the 1912 Olympics.
Olympians! Olympians! Jim Thorpe Bryant on three!
1, 2, 3, Jim Thorpe Bryant!
This is not your average high school varsity letter winner laying here. This is an international icon.
That's Jack Kometz, president of the Jim Thorpe Area Sports Hall of Fame and lifelong resident of Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
This guy has a whole town named after him. He has a school named after him. He has a bank named after him. He has a post office. He has his own zip code.
Jim Thorpe never visited the town named after him. So how did the Oklahoma native end up buried in the Keystone State? It all started after Thorpe's death, when his widow offered local town officials an unusual deal.
Community of Jim Thorpe, we have a signed contract by his widow. We have the rights to possession of this body.
In return, two small neighboring towns consolidated into one, renamed themselves Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania, and agreed to build a public shrine for the famous athlete. Local residents admit their town's founding makes for an odd story. Both the coal and rail industries had abandoned the area, and the arrival of Jim Thorpe's body was seen as a sign of hope for the local economy. As for Thorpe's widow, she wanted more than just a simple burial for her husband. She wanted a town that would erect a memorial and capitalize on Thorpe's popularity. It was a plan that Thorpe's eldest living son, William, says he never supported.
If your dad turned around and said, hey, I want to be cremated and my ashes put somewhere, I mean, you would abide by it, wouldn't you?
William Thorpe says he and his brothers have waited for decades to resolve a family dispute over where their father should be buried.
Dad's wish was that he be buried in Oklahoma, and that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Thorpe and his brother Richard, the only two surviving children of Jim Thorpe, are suing the town for possession of their father's remains. A steady stream of cars and motorcycles drive by Jim Thorpe's memorial along Pennsylvania Route 903. Thorpe's rose-colored granite tomb sits on a grassy field where two larger-than-life bronze statues of Thorpe holding a football and discus also stand guard. Jack Kometz stands behind the tomb, surveying the memorial site with the attention of a devoted caretaker. He spots a minivan of out-of-towners turning off the driveway around Thorpe's tomb.
Yeah, just driving the grass. That's what you call a lack of respect. Maybe somebody will drive on her grave one day.
Kometz admits Jim Thorpe has not brought the droves of tourists needed to spur the local economy. But Kometz says he has given the town of Jim Thorpe its identity and a point of pride. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.